So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Heislimud Elias Roya B'yem Tezvav, B'shint Elias Roya L'yem Chav, Zebazah Asurin. If a woman had an established vest for the 15th day and 1 month to change to the 20th, the following month she must observe her vest on both the 15th and the 20th, meaning she may not have relations on both of those days. Shinta Pamim L'yem Chav, Zebazah Asurin. If the next month she again had her period on the 20th, now the second time on the 20th, and the following month she must again observe her vest on both the 15th and the 20th. However, shinse gimel pam liyem chaf, hut tezvav v'kavalo yem chaf. If in the third month she again had her period on the 20th for the third time, she no longer observes the 15th and she now has an established vest for the 20th because she eini shekavas la vest at shetik v'ena gimel pam, v'ena meteheres min la vest at shetik akam v'ena gimel pam. A woman only establishes a fixed vest after three times, and she only uproots an established vest if she gets her period on a different day three consecutive times. The Gemara cites a related machlekes. Rasa yem chamisha asa l'chedish zeh, v'yem tezayin l'chedish zeh, v'yem shiva asa l'chedish zeh. If a woman had her period on the 15th day of the month, and then on the 16th of the next month, and then on the 17th of the third month, Rav Amar kavala vest l'diluk. She has established a set vest for skipping days, and she must observe her vest on the 18th of the next month, and then the 19th of the next month, and so on. While Shmuel Amar Achet Teshalosh B'diluk, she only establishes such a vest if she skips three times. In other words, if she also gets her period on the 18th of the fourth month, then she has established a vest Hadiluk because she skipped three times, from the 15th to the 16th, from the 16th to the 17th, and from the 17th to the 18th. The Gemara first explains that this depends on the following Machlekes Tanoim. Nisus L'Rishon V'Meis, L'Shein V'Meis, L'Shlishi Lo Tinasi Divrei Rebbe. If a woman married twice and both husbands died, she may not marry a third time because she has established a chazaka that she caused her husband to die. She may marry a third time, but if also her third husband died, she may not marry a fourth time. And so the Gemara suggests Rav Kerebi B'Shmuel Kerebi B'Gamliel. Rav holds that she establishes a vest after skipping two times, while Shmuel holds that she only establishes a vest after skipping three times. However, the Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Kulam Kerebi Shimon B'Gamliel. Both Rav and Shmuel agree that one establishes a chazaka only after three times. However, the Machlekes is as follows. Rav Saber Chamisha Asa Miminyana, the first period on the 15th is part of the pattern, and so the period on the 17th is already the third in the pattern established a vest. Since the period on the 15th was not skipping from a previous period, it's not part of the pattern, and the vest is only established when she has her fourth period on the 18th. However, based on the kasha on Rav from a Braisa, where we see that the 15th was not included in the pattern, and she did not establish the new vest hadiluk until the fourth time, the Gemara answers limud deshani. If she had an established vest on the 15th, Rav agrees that the last time she saw on the 15th was part of the previous pattern and cannot be used to establish the new pattern. The Mishnah ruled, Eini shekavas laves at shetikvena gimel pam. A woman only establishes a set vest after three times. The Gemara elaborates and says, Le'amaron el limikva. This that she needs three times is only to establish a new pattern regarding the tahava da'yashayta v'le'yaka b'pachas megimel, that she only becomes tameh from when she saw the dam and not from 24 hours earlier. And that this vest only becomes uprooted if her period comes on a different day three times. Avla meichash la b'chadizim nechayisha. But she must observe a vest one time even for a single period. And afil le'kaima b'teich yimei nidasa. This is even true if the new one-time vest does not fall out during the nida days of her expected vest. The Mishnah ruled, Eini meteres min havest at sheti'aka mimena gimel pam. A woman only uproots an established vest if she has her period on a different day three consecutive times. The Gemara explains, Lo yamarin el lekavate t'lasa zimni, t'tzvichi t'lasa zimni l'ma'akri, avatrei zimni b'chade zimni me'akar. Only an established vest of three times requires three other times to uproot it. But if she only had two periods on a certain day, even a single period on a different day is enough to break the pattern, and she no longer observes the previous vest. Zok the Mishnah, Nashim b'psuleim ke gefanim. We can compare the blood of b'sulim to vines. Yesh gefen sheyena adam v'yesh gefen sheyena shachar v'yesh gefen sheyena meruba v'yesh gefen sheyena mut. Some vines produce red wine, some produce black wine, some produce a lot of wine, and some produce a little. Similarly, dam b'sulim could be red or black, plentiful or meager. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol gefen yesh bo yain v'sheim bo yain harizah durkati. Every vine produces some wine, and if it does not, it's known as durkati. Gemara explains that the term durkati means durkatua, a cut of generation. And the Mishnah teaches, Kalisha shedemem merubin, benem merubin. Women who have a lot of blood will have lots of children. Hanloch Yitcher, where Bereshim completed the 9th paragraph of Masechtas Nida, and will now begin Perek Tinekis, the 10th and last paragraph of Masechtas Nida, Be'ezus Hashem. The following Mishnah discusses Dam Besulim. For how long do we attribute any bleeding to dam besulim and not to dam nida, and she remains tar? And there are three stages, which depend on her age and status. Zog the Mishnah. Stage 1. Tinoikish leigiyas man aliris venisis. If a girl got married before she was old enough to expect to become a nida, we have the following machlaikis. Beshami yamrim noisin la arba leilis. For the first 4 nights, we attribute any bleeding to dam besulim. We continue to attribute blood to dam besulim until the wound heals. The Gemara explains, "Kozman shenicheres," which means "Kozman sheharoik matzah b'teich apem machmas tashvish." As long as she bleeds when she has relations, the wound is not healed. And the Brisa adds, "Bein rasa, bein loy rasa." We attribute the blood to dam besulim even if the girl has previously seen dam nida, because based on her young age, it is still more likely that this is from the besulim. The Mishnah continues, stage 2. Hegiyazman aliris v'loy rasa v'nisis. She got married after the age when she can be expected to become a nida, but she has never yet become a nida. Beshami aymrim nois not layla harishon. We only attribute the blood to dam besulim the first night. Ubisil aymrim ab matzah Shabbos arba laylis. We attribute it until matzah Shabbos for a total of 4 nights after she got married on Wednesday night, as was the custom. Mishnah continues with stage 3. Rasa v'id b'vesaviyah. She was already a nida once before she got married. Beshami aymrim nois not b'ilas mitzvah. We only attribute the blood after the first b'yaz or dam besulim. All blood that first night is attributed to Tam Besulim. The Gemara in the next daf elaborates on this part of the Mishnah. The daf concludes with the following machlokes. Itmar, Baal v'le matzadam, v'chazer u'baal u'matzadam. There was no dam after the first bia, but there was dam after the second bia. Reb Chanino amar tmeya, the misa da have a dam besulim meikar haba asi. This is dam nida, and she's tamei, because if this would be dam besulim, it would have come out after the first bia. Reb Asi amar tahira, dilma isrami le'kedishmu. This is dam besulim and she's tar, because perhaps the dam besulim did not come out after the first bia, because he did not break the besulim during the first bia, as Shmuel had said that it's possible to do bia without breaking the besulim.